I'm back. Hey, I'm glad you're here. It's been a few weeks. In the 2 years of doing this podcast, there have been two moments where there was just a little bit of a few weeks where I didn't do a regular episode. So to have you back means so much. Got a lot cooking in the kitchen. And I'm not even going to get into any of it today because we have got some big stuff to cover, and I want to dive into that. I don't want to clutter our brains. I'll share that news later when the meal gets a little more cooked. But here we are. We are progressing through the 12 learnable leadership skills, and we started off with the first one, to be audacious. And, you know, the simplest way I know how to say this, it's one thing to manage people and to be able to give effective direction and interaction. It's another thing to actually be able to lead. And so we're looking at 12 leadership skills. And the simplest way I know how to say what it means to lead, it's to live in the reality of two tensions, two opposing ideas, two things pulling at you, and still navigate a path forward. So the first skill that we looked at was what it means to be audacious, to believe at the core of who you are that you can grow people, even though most won't change. You can help people grow, even though most won't. See, that's the tension there. It's audacious. The second skill that we talked about is creating reality. This tension of what it means to be in a space that you're stretching people beyond what they can see, beyond what they've imagined. So you're learning to be very reactive as necessary, but mostly proactive. You've got this mindset that's being shaped within you, and that's what you're meditating on. That's what you're moving towards. So skill one, we get audacious to grow people. That surfaces the limits of maybe how far they're ready to go with us. And so then we have to shape our mindset. We have to develop our mental toughness, if you will. And so I talk to you about these things that I meditate on every day and encouraged and challenged you to do the same. So you can be proactive, but very effective when you need to be reactive. Now, third skill today, here's what we're diving into. Third skill. And it's the ability to be able to structure. It's all we're talking about. It's the ability to be able to structure, or I could say it this way, create new structures, upgrade structures. I'm not just talking about your organizational structure. I'm talking about your flow to your day, your calendar, on and on. We're going to get into all that. Before we do, it's just acknowledging this tension or reality. There's so much we don't control. We want to learn to control what we can, but we acknowledge that there's lots we can't. I've told you before about my foray into real estate, being 22 years old and building my first house and walking in with 30% equity day one, doing a little bit later as a part of a company and, you know, couldn't control the timing of the market in 2007 and all the craziness, or 2006 that started to develop with the bubble. I can point to situation after situation where I said, oh, I'm going to move this thing. I'm going to make this happen, only to find out, whoa, I was counting on variables I couldn't control. So here's the third skill. We want to learn to structure around our inspirations. You don't have control over much, but you can control your inspiration, your energies. So let's just jump into that. I mean, just ask you how you're doing right now. How's it going? How are you? I mean that. Where's your energy level at these days, emotionally? How caught up with yourself do you feel? How in the moment are you able to make sense of where you are and what's going on? Physically, what's happening there? Is it moving in a direction you're not excited about? Is there some numbing and stuffing? Hey, this is true for all of us. It's not like the gauges always are in the perfect spot and we consistently move forward. I've told you a couple times about how I've had to rebuild my ability to sleep and pay attention to my adrenaline. Man, I got rocked this summer by a situation, just hit hard in the gut, and developed some anxious symptoms out of it. And I've had to learn to pay attention to that better, what it means for me to dial down and just relax myself even more effectively and efficiently than I've ever had to know how to do. How are relationships? How's the books, the finances? How's the vision? Whatever it is, whatever you've got going on, you do yourself no favor by glossing over reality, by hyping yourself or talking yourself into something that isn't true. It is normal to be in a space where you lose a little bit of heart. Now, isn't this weird that I'm talking about losing heart in this third skill? I mean, we haven't even gotten very far in these 12 leadership skills. Well, it takes so much physical, emotional, and mental energy to stay at the edge of your leadership abilities. It requires all of who you are. I remember hearing about a study years ago where they hooked up, I think it was an EKG stress machine to people and let them work through different rhythms. So a 12-hour manual work day was equal to an 8-hour day behind an executive desk in terms of the toll it took on your body. Now, I did concrete construction in college, and I can tell you I'd rather have the executive desk. And some of you are hearing that going, man, I wish I could have an 8-hour day. But the point of this is we all face moments where we go, oh, I got to change something. I got to pay attention to this. I got to build a new structure. I've got some things happening in my life I can't control. Let me control what I can. How do we do this? How do we dive into this skill? How do we actually apply it? I want to give you six actions that are going to help you not lose heart, or what to do if you're in a moment where you start to lose some of your steam or your momentum or your energy. Now, before I run into these six actions, what I want to do is take it back to the culture podcast that I shared with you, because this is a great way that I check in with myself. I check in on vision. Am I winning hearts? Am I directing action? If not, then I'm not casting a compelling vision. Something's off, right? So this is something that I have lost momentum or lost heart. We talked about what it means to work for unity. If you don't remember the culture message, let me just sum it up. Maybe that's what I need to do. Three actions that you will never finish in leading. You'll never get done casting vision. You'll never cast vision enough that people go, I get it. I don't need to hear it again. I don't need to be reminded of the belief of why we do this. You're never going to get done working for relational unity because you cast vision. That disturbs, that moves it forward, that creates all kinds of relational complexities. You're going to have to work at relationships. Now, you can lead in such a way that you reduce office drama, all the sideways energy that happens out of hallway conversations. Hang around this podcast. Go back and listen to lots of these past episodes. I'll teach you tons of ways to do that. But you're still going to have to work at relational unity. And you're never done working at making it adaptive, improving, and innovating. So when you wake up and you know this at the core of who you are, and that you're probably strong in one of these, and you're weak in one of these, and you're okay in one of these, there is something that settles into you when you understand, I need to develop my ability in all three of these and never trick myself to think that I'll be done. So how's it going for you in the vision category? Are you winning hearts? Are you directing action? Are you captivating and capturing the imagination and interest of your team and those around you? Well, what about the unity factor? Look, challenges in the organization to your vision or your speed are connected to the confines of their imagination. Now, if you're healthy as a leader, you're going to take them into places they feel stretched. And you want to know when to hammer down and when to let off the gas. And what about the practices, the systems, the innovations, the creativity? Are you inspired with new ideas? Is your team inspired? I mean, I'm talking about you doing a lot of this, but the idea is you do it, you lead the way. The team is bringing some vision. The team is bringing the relational work at unity, and the team is bringing adaptive practices. So as we check in on those, how's it going? Is there anywhere that you're seeing that gauge go down some? Maybe something is troubling you. There's something that you're tolerating or avoiding. So just six realities, six actions, six steps, if that helps you think about it, that are going to help you structure around your inspiration. So if you start to lose heart, you build structure, control what you can. Number one, you're the boss. I'm not asking you to get a power trip over this. You know I'm not about powering up, okay? Leading isn't just powering up and proving something. Leading isn't hiding who you are either, but leading is being able to persuade, okay, and get people to come with you and dial back so that they fill the space with who they are. But there are times when you can be so deep in the world that you've built around you that you're committed to what's called sacred cows. These have become propped up and you're afraid to make some changes. If somebody were to hand you your team today, your company today, you would go in and you would not be attached to how things are going and you would make some of those changes. So I'm just reminding you this. You're the boss. Are there some necessary bold decisions you need to make to change some things? You're the boss of your life, right? Maybe you're not the boss of the team, but you're the boss of your life. What are some necessary decisions you just need to make? There's a helpful way of approaching this, and I love this. Just ask yourself, do I say hell yes to this request? Is somebody asking me to do something, or have I built something around my schedule where I'm like, oh yes, I get to do this? Or is it like, oh? You want to look through what you're doing in a day and build around those, yes, I get to do this. Same thing with team members. Oh, they're okay as a team member. Or, yeah, I love that I get to work with them. Number two, second action to help you structure. This is the skill we want to learn to develop. Not only do we check ourselves on what we're actually working on, two, rediscover your aha moment or rediscover your light bulb moment. There's a reason you're doing what you're doing, whether you've been in it for 3 years or 30 years. Something took you to where you are. You were inspired at some point. A light bulb went off. There was an aha moment, and I need you to rediscover it. I don't know what yours is, but I know that I'd even forgotten about one that I had years ago, and digging deep in a moment this last year, I went back to it. Now, part of what will help you do this, and this is a practical action, make sure that there is a system in your weekly flow to keep you connected to the front line. I mean, this is just one of the things that I've hit on multiple times in multiple episodes, but it's your responsibility to make sure that if it's, depending on how your business is structured, to be connected to somebody on the sales staff, to be connected to a customer. Somehow, some way, you're in a weekly installment, at least, okay, monthly, but preferably weekly, getting a 15 to 30 minute connection to what's happening. And you want to do it because you want to know what's happening and you want to serve well and know where it needs to move forward, but you want to recapture that light bulb, that epiphany moment, okay? So, number three, you want to learn to develop your capacity for flow and the speed with which you return to it. Now, this is something I'm saying lots of different ways throughout the whole focus of what SiteShift is about. Flow. When you lose the concern of an insecure identity, time slows down. And what you do it's like it's flowing out of you. It's a sense of play. And I've talked to enough people to know that you can capture that in your work. And you want to learn to build around it. Now, the pros at this, whether it's athletes or leaders, leaders on the court, leaders in the boardroom, wherever, leaders at home, they deepen their capacity for flow and the speed with which they return to it. They're paying attention when they feel insecure. They let that wake them up, okay? So to take it back to the 12-week coaching, this is about getting aware. You get aware, you lean into that, which is going to give you insight for your spring action. The moment flips, and now you have a new mindset, and you can rest in that flow state. So when you're in that flow state, then you want to build triggers. Now, let's make it really practical. I have songs that I trigger myself to start my day that are built around my physiological routines and different practices. I'm going to go more in depth into this for next month because we're going to harness this idea for all it's worth. So I just wanted to generally introduce it a little bit today. But yeah, you're getting aware, you're getting that insight from that moment, and then you're learning to build triggers around it so that when you do lose some of your energy or your momentum, you know how to help yourself, okay? So pay attention to that. And if you're going through the coaching, ask all you want on that. We'll talk about it all you want. I want to help this really be dialed in for you. Fourth action. Do you still care about this mission? Just ask yourself, do you still care about this mission? If you're losing heart and you need to build a new structure, maybe for you, like a lot of people, they'll have many missions in their life, right? But they're still trying to get to those pain, play, magic circles that we talked about in the 8th week of the 12-week coaching. They're still looking at the purpose that they want to bring to the world through their pain. They're still looking at the ways that they naturally give and deliver to others, and it's fun, and the things that they've worked hard to get good at, the magic. You're gonna be able to zero in on the pain, play, magic the more you live, the more you move forward on mission, no matter what the different roles you fulfill or the different jobs you have or the different ventures you start or whatever you go after. Some of you are captured by a thing that you're like, this is my obsession for life. I know what that feels like. Some of you are going, you know what? Maybe it's time to admit I can't make myself care about this anymore. Doesn't mean you have to make a drastic change. It's just being honest with yourself. And if you own the company or if it's yours, it doesn't mean you have to act very hastily. There are lots of different ways you can structure things and move things around, but you do need to pay attention to this. And this takes us to the 5th action. New inspirations need new structures. So let's go back to the seasons. I've shared this idea with you before, the fall, winter, spring, summer. If you have been in a winter season where you've lost some heart and you're coming out with some spring energy, I know that it is hard to imagine exactly where it's going to end up. Look, if I could take you right now and show you, if you keep growing, this is what your work day will look like in 5 years. It would probably blow your mind, because not that it's so different or so crazy, and it could be, it's just that your mind can't imagine what your daily flow is like 5 years from now. All you can do is build a new structure now. So find those new inspirations, upgrade your calendar, make some changes, figure out how to structure. See, that's the skill here. Figure out how to structure around what you can control. You can't control sometimes when inspirations fade and new ones come on. 6th action, do less and be more effective. If you're in a place right now where you're losing some of that edge, you feel like you're losing a little bit of heart, or you're wanting to maximize the passion and energy you have, this is a skill that a leader does. They know how to structure things so that they are focusing in more as they go. They're zeroing in. So look at what you do today. What actually is the most important action? And then where are you stressing over an extra 80% that probably doesn't matter? That 20% is going to make 80% of the good stuff you need to see happen. I know that this is nebulous. I know that there's some loose ends on that, but I want you to be disturbed by this question, to wrestle with it, to look at where you're at and go, all right, I want to pay attention. I want to appreciate the fact that I can't control everything, but what I can control is start to pay attention to, is it something that in my day I am not saying a hell yes to? Have I lost sight of my light bulb, my aha moment? Am I failing to build triggers? That's this flow. Am I in a place where my mission is changing? There's a season ending and a new one starting. This 5th action, do I need to build new structures for new inspirations? And then 6th, what do I need to cut out? What do I need to say no to? So as you go through your state of affairs, where can you build new structures, take old ones down, or upgrade and improve the ones that are there? Can't wait to dive into the chats with you this month. Have an awesome rest of the day. And if you're just listening in on the podcast, thank you for being here. It means so much. Hit me up if you have questions, and have a good one. Peace.